will there be, no, the Methodist were always singing, will there be stars in my crown? The Baptists were all singing, no, not one.
Now, you said you went to the school at Tesco?
Right.
Okay. Tell me a little about your education, that sort of thing.
I went to Petersburg School until a midterm in the 10th grade, then entered service. When I returned from service, I went to Natchitoches and finished high school, received my diploma from the Natchitoches High School.
I see. Do you live in Natchitoches?
No, sir. I went and come.
Is that so?
Yeah.
It's
just 56 miles if you go to Kirkwood Road.
Yeah.
About 56 miles.
From here?
Yeah.
But every day?
No, I didn't have to go too long with the Babylon. Mm-hmm. That's new setup with the Army, in other words, to get your diploma.
Yeah.
And mostly went and taken tests is what it amounted to.
Yeah. You study mostly at home?
At home, yeah.
That's a funny name. I don't know how. Natchitoches?
It's a hard one.
I can't figure it out. Okay. Can you tell me a little about your parents, where they were born, and where they were raised, that sort of thing?
My father was born in Sabine Parish.
Yeah.
My mother was born in Vernon Parish. And when they were married, well, they lived in Vernon Parish until I was 6 years old, and that's when we moved to Sabine. And my father lived out the rest of his life.
Okay.
Now, well, my mother still lives in Sabine Parish.
Okay. What about your folks' education? Okay. Now, can you tell me about their occupation and education? Okay.
Well, my father, he was a log cutter and a scaler,
mm-hmm.
and farmed on the side.
That was a big occupation here.
Big occupation, yeah.
Here in the days, in right. The old days.
Yeah, he cut lots of logs, and I've heard him say that he cut enough logs to afford Sabine Parish solid with logs. And then later, as he began to get older, he became a log scaler.
Yeah.
And a farm just on the sideline to raise something to eat. For back in them days, there wasn't a lot of money in circulation.
Money was
scarce.
Yeah.
And
I tell you what, I've heard some stuff about this parish. You know, the parishes I've been working in were—they're not really rich. You know, like I'm from South Georgia. That time.
South Georgia.
Yeah. We weren't rich either. I heard during the Depression, now folks had to turn to illegal manners of making money. That is, brewing some stuff out in the woods.
Well, they were lots of people did. My father never did. He always he was a good provider. Never went hungry. It was sometimes kind of slim picking, but he always managed to feed us. And, of course, when World War II started, that's why everybody began to live better. And of course, back in the late 30s, while they started dipping days, and everyone had to dip their cattle.
Yeah.
And he became a range rider. And after the dipping days were over, he got to stay on and ride Sabine River to keep cattle from crossing from Texas into Louisiana,
yeah.
Bringing the fever pick back. So he stayed on as range rider and rode the river.
Fever ticks were bad here, right?
They were bad.
Is that why they started?
That's the reason they started the dipping days.